From Rhode Island Public Radio in Providence, I'm Bradley Campbell. Copar Quarry in Westerly has been the focus of controversy and complaints for more than a year. Some residents complain the quarry is harming their health. It's been the focus of two cease and desist orders, two subsequent appeals, and even two lawsuits. Joining me this morning to make sense of it all is a reporter from the Westerly Sun, Dale Faulkner. He's been covering the story every step of the way. Dale, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
To start, what is Copar Quarry?
Copar Quarry is a rock quarrying operation in the Bradford section of Westerly. I would describe it as a good size, a full-size sort of industrial operation.
And why are residents upset about its operations?
Part of it is that very fact that their claim is that this is a large industry occurring in what has become a residential neighborhood. Furthermore, the neighbors claim that the quarry has caused or allows stone dust to rise up from the quarrying property where the quarrying operation occurs. The stone dust goes up into the air and floats through by wind down onto the residents' property, so they claim. And they also have some concerns with regard to whether or not that dust affects their health or could, down the line, be a health issue.
Now, what are they or what have they done about this, about these issues that you raised up, health concerns?
I first learned of the quarry in August of 2011. Two residents came to the town council, the Westerly Town Council, one evening in August of 2011. And during the open forum, citizens' comments portion of the meeting expressed some concerns that they had with regard to the quarry. A number of months later, in January of 2012, three of the neighbors, including one of the gentlemen who I saw at that meeting, filed a lawsuit against Copar and Westerly Granite Company, which is the company that actually owns the property where Copar operates. These three families brought what amounts to a lawsuit seeking an injunction, asking a judge to shut down the quarry.
Now, how did Copar respond to these initial complaints and the subsequent lawsuit?
Copar, for the most part, I think publicly, or really in all ways, they have said that they would like to be good neighbors. They want to know what the complaints are. They have denied any wrongdoing, but they have indicated a willingness to work with the neighbors. The neighbors have a different take on Copar's response to them.
Now, the Department of Environmental Management has also cited Copar. I guess, what were those infractions, and have they been addressed?
Some of those infractions have been addressed, others have not. Those deal more with things like wetlands, whether or not Copar takes the proper steps to protect whatever wetlands there are on the property or adjacent to the property. DM has not cited Copar for any kind of stone dust violation, which is really kind of goes more to the heart of the residents' claim, the stone dust.
Dale, you're a reporter with the Westerly Sun. This is a story that a new element to the story seems to break almost daily.
Yes.
What's the latest news that's happening at Copar Quarry?
I think probably the most recent developments are Judge Brian Stern ruled recently in the case brought by the neighbors. He indicated that he was not willing to shut the quarry down. He did say that the neighbors had succeeded in proving, at least to his initial satisfaction, that Copar was creating what's known in the law as a private nuisance. So it was kind of a little bit for both sides, I would say. The neighbors did not get what they wanted, which was to shut the place down, but they did get the judge to say that the Copar bears watching, if nothing else.
And now there's even a new lawsuit, correct?
Yes, there is a new lawsuit. Copar and Westerly Granite are suing the town, claiming that the town has violated its rights to due process under the U.S. Constitution.
So is Copar currently still mining in the area?
They are. They continue to operate. Yes.
Dale Faulkner, thank you so much for coming in today to talk about this. And for our listeners, you can follow Dale's outstanding reporting about Copar Quarry at thewesterlysun.com. Dale, thanks again for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Brian.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.